All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia, Saturday, April 20th. We're going to be there from noon to 3, but the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9. We can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR28.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hello, Steve.
Hey, how are you?
What's up, Ian? How can we help you?
Oh, yeah, I'm calling because I'm trying to track down this girl. Like, she's just... We had this date, and she just won't get back to me.
All right, well, tell us about the date.
I went to go meet this girl, Akira. Mm-hmm. Like, she's special, you know? I think she's really great. It's just that I took a bus over there because I don't have a car right now.
Yep, strike
so,
one.
Met her up. We went to Cambridge, and, you know, we walked around Cambridge for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So, I thought we felt some good connections. I thought so. So, I don't know. I don't know what the deal is.
That was your day. Your day was walking around Cambridge. Did you, like, have food, have something to drink? How long?
Well, I mean, honestly, no. Yeah, I don't have too much money, so we kept it pretty much, you know, walking, like, window shopping, as it were, I guess.
Strike two. So how long were you walking around for?
We were talking for a while, so it must have been maybe, like, 3 hours, something like that.
Strike three! You walked around for 3 hours. Without in Cambridge, where there's a restaurant every freaking 10 steps, and you didn't stop once to get some food or a drink or anything?
Well, I mean, I just felt like we wanted to just be talking, so we were just talking and walking, and I don't know, I mean, I thought we had a good stroll, and I thought we just had a good conversation flow going.
I don't want to say you don't have anything going on, but she might have the misconception, since you took the bus to her house and your day consisted of walking around and not eating or drinking anything for 3 hours, she might have a slight image of you as a loser. But maybe not.
Well, I hope she didn't say that, you know. I hope that's not what's going on.
I don't know. We'll find out. We're gonna call her next. Okay.
Okay.
All right, hang on. Second date update on the 10th.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Waking your ass up.
Getting you going.
Only on Hot 96.9.
Now back to the second date update on the 10th.
With Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
All right, we just spoke to Steve. Sounds like a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
And his date with this girl, Kara, sounded amazing. He took the bus to her house. He doesn't have a car.
Mm-hmm.
And then they walked around Cambridge for 3 hours, and they had the most amazing meal of nothing because they literally walked around for 3 hours just talking.
I'm tired already.
Yeah, so we'll see if she's down to give you another. And this date will consist of you guys going somewhere and eating, and it'll be the restaurant of her choice. So hopefully that will sway it in your favor.
Well, that sounds good. No, I'm all for that. That sounds good.
All right. Well, then stay quiet. We're going to call her now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Kara?
Yes, it is. Who's calling?
Okay, so Kara, I'm sorry if we're calling you and waking you up. It's Romero, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, a radio station. And the reason we're calling you is because we got your phone number from a gentleman who likes you, and he wanted us to call you to let you know that he'd like to take you out on a date if you're amenable to that. So, as an incentive to go out on a date with this gentleman, that we're going to tell you his name too. The incentive is that we'll let you pick the date. Basically, you pick everything. You let us know where you want to do it, when you want to do it, like whenever you're free, all that stuff. and we will pay for the entire thing. We'll reserve the restaurant, all that stuff. We'll pay for it just to see if you and this guy hit it off.
I mean, that, like, sounds cool, but I guess it's more like who this person is.
Smart woman.
The guy, yeah, okay, so I'm going to tell you his name because he, like I said, you know him. He clearly has feelings for you, and he thinks that you do too. His name is Steve. You guys already went on a date once, he said?
Oh, God, not Steve.
Not
like,
Steve.
Like, literally, you could have said anybody else but
Steve.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. It might not be the Steve you're thinking about. Is this the Steve that you walked around Cambridge with for about 3 hours?
Yeah, that's Steve. That's Steve.
That's the Steve that you don't want?
This was by far the worst date I had ever been on.
Well, can you tell us what it is? Because he seems very confused. He thinks that, you know, that you guys, you hit it off while you were doing all that talking. And by the way, like I said, this date with him will be at a restaurant. So you'll actually get to sit down and have a meal and talk to him.
Oh, my God. I'm getting, like, PTSD from thinking about this.
Oh, my God. It was that bad?
What did he do?
All we did for 3 hours was him talking, and he was just basically complaining about his, like, his current situation. Like, I have to live at home. I don't have a job. I have no money. Like, I'm taking the bus everywhere. Like, he tells me he is putting together a lawsuit against God.
Against?
Wait, what?
Yeah,
against
he's going
who?
To sue God.
Okay,
no
you just
way.
Stop right there because I got to. Steve is on the phone and he heard this, and I just need to.
No.
I need to.
Wow, that was the greatest response.
Steve, please tell me you're still on the phone.
Yes, I'm here. Kira, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm sure she's so happy to.
No. We have questions.
Yeah.
Did you say you were going to sue God, as in the Lord, for your life?
Think about this. Like, who's responsible, like, at the core, like, of everything, all the bad shit in the world that's going on, like, right now? I mean, you can blame politicians, you can blame, like, you know, people or whatever you want to say, but look,
okay.
It's God.
We have questions. This is just crazy. Oh. This is not how you sweep a woman off her feet.
How much are you suing for?
The first class action suit is going to be, I want to file for about 12 to 13 million.
Okay.
Is this going to be like one of those things where we're all going to get a letter in the mail like saying, like, if you ever purchase a Red Bull, you have a chance to make
right.
some money?
It and sounds like
877 cash now.
Yeah, yeah.
If you ever have fallen on hard times.
If you've ever gone to Catholic school, you have the opportunity to sue God.
Right here.
Hey, you know what? I'll give you my address so I can get that. I want to get in on this.
I had to endure 3 hours of this ridiculous nonsense. He had everything written down in a notebook of what he was going to do, telling me like point for point of how he was going to sue God. Like, I can't listen to any more of this. Like,
is that a no for a date? I just want to confirm.
Oh, it is a hell freaking no. There is no way I will ever go out with Steve. I don't want to see him again. I don't want to think of him again. I wish I could get a lobotomy to remove my brain so I don't think of that date ever again.
Gotcha. So, Steve, Kira says thank you, but no thank you. But please, can you stay in contact with us after you file this lawsuit? I just want to know what the progress is on it.
I mean, it is like the tip of the iceberg right now, but I'd be happy to share some thoughts off the record.
I appreciate it, sir.
Are you going to testify for him?
Yeah, you know what? I might. 12, 13 mil.
Tomorrow on the Second Date Update on the 10th.
This is crazy, but okay. So, helping out your date for their kid's birthday party and saving them money is now a bad thing to do. You'll see what I'm talking about tomorrow morning, 6:10, right here. Second Date Update on the 10th with your Get Up crew.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9, we can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. 20 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the poison control hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass state license number MR2. 1332.